This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today, we are joined by Gabrielle Alexa, who is a sex-positive writer, speaker, content creator. You've got bylines in HuffPo. You did a PBS show, hashtag Me Too, Now What? We've seen you pop up in Slate. I saw that you're writing for Tinder. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm writing dating articles and talking a lot about just what being bisexual is over at Tinder right now.
Oh, nice.
They probably need help with that.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot to mine there.
Yeah, I think there just weren't a lot of conversations being had about people who are dating in unconventional ways.
Yeah.
So I think like it's just about like highlighting those unconventional narratives and like humanizing them for people.
Oh, very cool.
Well, that's perfect because it goes really well with our search term, which is...
Orgy.
Yes.
So in case you didn't know, an orgy is a sex party where guests freely engage in open and unrestrained sexual activity, also known as group sex.
I have some really fun old-timey research.
Oh, do you?
Which is that an orgy dates back to early 16th century, or at least the term does. Originally plural from French. I don't speak French. Orgies.
Oh,
wonderful. Just spelled
accent.
Orgies. Orvi Latin from Greek, orgia, secret rites or revels.
Interesting. So this was all the way back in like ancient Greece and Roman times. Known for celebrations like celebrating Dionysus.
Very bacchanalian.
That's our term. We're going to learn a term, and it's bacchanalia. And these were crazy, drunken festivals thrown by ancient Greeks to worship the wine god Bacchus for Dionysus.
It goes back that far. Read a really interesting article in Psychology Today.
Oh, did you?
That was sort of examining that era of orgies and basically posited that the reason for orgies is a way to create contained chaos.
Oh.
Or to sort of engage with people's need to... go nuts, basically, but to like give avenue for that, to like create a space for that kind of thing, which is really interesting. I actually hadn't thought about orgy in that context before.
Yeah. Wait, what's the bacchanalia?
Bacchanalia.
In the Caribbean, we call a party like bacchanal, like a
So Dionysus.
It comes from orgy.
Part of the bacchanalia.
Yes.
These crazy parties.
So Dionysus Dionysus was a Greek god who was like wine and parties and theater specifically. And he was
theater sex parties.
Yeah, and he
my college.
The Bacchae were essentially his like crew. I mean, in some mythology, like crew of women that worshipped him, and then also just like I think more. Generally
his
speaking,
entourage.
Like his entourage. Bacchanalia is essentially like party.
Yeah. Okay.
Like it probably comes from the same place.
Yeah.
But that's good to know that that's colloquial.
Yeah, it's in music, like in like reggae and soca music. All the way. So I'm surprised it comes from. But that's interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Maybe look at
there's also orgies.
The connections.
In there.
The more you know.
So this is a funny thing too. started all the way back in ancient Greece and still popular today. But also there was a brief moment in of a urban legend in the 2000s of things called rainbow parties. Have you guys heard of these?
No, but I want to go already. What is it?
Okay. So allegedly these were like teen parties where a bunch of women would wear different color lipstick and they would go around and give oral sex to guys, creating a rainbow on their dick.
Oh, well, it's fun for the men.
What do the women get?
I don't want to go anymore.
Except for TMJ. They get a jaw problem.
You're welcome. Your lockjaw. Thank you.
I did hear that. Did you guys, you remember when there were rainbow bracelets?
What were rainbow bracelets? Thank just you. Like,
oh, it was like, oh, just rainbow, like, so each color represented like a different sex act or whatever. And for some reason, they were really popular when I was in junior high school. So everyone had them. It was like cool to have them. So I went and I got them. And then I was like, it was like I had them 24 hours and we're at the supermarket, my mom and I.
Yeah.
And some lady blew my whole spot up and was like, those are those slutty rainbow bracelets. And my mom was like, take
that
shit off.
She shamed you.
Yeah. Well, I was in junior high school. I was like, what sex act was I doing?
You were like, I earned this red one. It meant blowjob. I worked hard for it.
And a blowjob is when you blow on a man's dick. Or at least that's what I thought when I was in middle school.
No way.
At least through sixth grade. I think by seventh, I figured out what was actually going on.
It has
but
to go
there was definitely an
somehow.
Era where I was like, that's an interesting thing to do. I wonder why we like that.
Well, how old was the first, how old were you when you watched porn for the first time?
Great question. Yeah. We were actually just talking about this and I don't really know. Definitely like
I was definitely watching softcore porn when I was like 12.
Yeah. We were talking about like the AOL chat rooms. I was definitely on there like talking to European men about their 15 centimeter dicks. Like I still don't know how big that is.
I reflect on like there were old men who would talk to me at that age online and I had like long like years friendships with people.
Oh,
and like,
wow. Really?
And then it was like only, it's like as you get older, you're kind of like, this old man should not be talking to
you
so long.
You figure out it's a little problematic.
He's
later.
Deeply lonely.
Yeah.
Right.
I always dipped in and out. I just like pop into a chat room or like chat with someone with some handle. Like, sexy teen.
Right.
I was always 3 years older than I actually was. And I always had like measurements I didn't have or understand, like 36, 24, 36, because I heard that
in a
song. Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
That's funny. I was like, that's probably good, right?
My handle was Sexy Stripper from Las Vegas, but I spelled stripper wrong.
Oh,
and so
God.
It said Sexy Stipper from Las Vegas.
But that's
creative.
My,
that's an artistic license.
Mm-hmm. And I was probably like 14 and I would do this with my friends and all my friends would like lose interest and be like, why are you still talking to some man on the internet? I'd be like, because he's talking about his ejaculate and I'm interested.
I'm learning. I definitely learned things from like dirty talk on the internet.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I learned about like, oh, you're going to do that to the clit? Like, oh, that's interesting.
It has definitely propelled me to become an excellent sexter.
Oh, yeah. I learned that via Club Penguin circa 2006. Oh. Okay. At Habbo Hotel. Like, you would just be, there was no premise to either of those games except to talk. So I feel like at a certain point, it's like, let's remove the pretense. Everyone was sexting on Club Penguin.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I don't know.
What was I doing? What year? What's? I'm not a big gamer, though. Is so Club Penguin is like a game?
It's a game, but there's no game part. That's a game part. Like, you're a penguin, and you walk around, and you talk to people, and there's like...
So you're sexting while you're a penguin?
Penguin sexting.
Well, you like go to a different area of the game.
Oh,
there's
sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
there's
you
like
still
a secret.
You still like you meet people, and then you want privacy.
I see.
Right.
Wow. And penguins. There's no objective of the game. Otherwise, you're not like, we're penguins and we're nesting, or we're like, we got
to
collect enough eggs
mate.
Or something. It's just like, I found another penguin, and we're gonna go talk.
Well, there's mini games. It's not framed as a sexting game. I don't want.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
They're gonna
don't at us.
They're either gonna sue us or send us tons of merchandise if they're still around.
They are. I just checked the last.
Really?
Yeah. You were lonely.
I just wondered like what the graphics would be like now. So I went and like both Habbo Hotel and Club Penguin are still available. Apparently they still have people using them. I don't understand. We have better ways of sexting now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess kids are using it for its real function now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which we still don't know.
We have chat roulette now. Yeah. Or did. Even that is sort of archaic.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have so many platforms for meeting folks online. What was your first experience with porn?
I was definitely in junior high school because I feel like porn was a huge avenue for me to realize that I liked women.
Yeah.
Like, oh, interesting.
And then my friends all watch porn as well, or pretended they watch porn. I don't know. and they would always describe what they would watch. And that's when I realized that what I was watching was different, because I was watching lesbian porn. And okay. then they were like, yeah, we love when the penis goes in. And I was like,
that's okay. Do they?
Yeah. Do they love watching that?
Yeah. I mean, I would posit, like, I would say for me, I actually watch, and let's be fair, I'm like muddy on the spectrum anyway, but let's just call me straight for the purposes of simplicity of conversation. Okay. I think a lot of straight women watch lesbian porn. Yeah. I mean, they for do. Me, they're like, it's super compelling. And also, you know, if you're looking at aggregate mainstream porn, eliminates the, like, scary. Is everybody okay here vibe that can sometimes, like, there can be a weird dynamic between male and female performers.
Yeah. Well, actually,
mainstream porn, so.
Statistically, like a lot of women, just in general, straight women, are watching lesbian porn.
Yeah.
Because it's the only kind of porn where, like, female pleasure is kind of centered. And I still disagree with that. I don't even see it centered that much. Right. And, it seems more, like, performance, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of times when I'm watching scenes in porn where they're, like, just so uncomfortably facing the camera, it's like, who is even being pleasured in this scenario?
Yeah, they're wearing French tips and, like,
where is that
trying to navigate a clit with an inch of... not acrylic on the end of their fingers. There's a lot of lesbian porn that's clearly created for the male gaze.
Mm-hmm. And that's why feminist porn is important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's why this podcast is important.
It's very true.
Should we do our orgy hoedown?
Yeah.
So this is the section of the show where what we do is just pull titles from the aggregate. So I searched orgy and pulled a couple really choice titles that came up on whatever aggregate I used, like Rantum or RedTuber, Pornhub, or we won't advertise for them, but may or may not have been one of those.
Okay.
And then we just generally explore how great and eloquent they are.
Porn names make me cry. They're so bad.
So the first one we have is a tight teeny German slut gets a double garage fuck. I double checked on that one because I thought maybe it was garbage, because I was like, maybe it's a garbage fuck, because I have certain garbage fuck. But it's a garage fuck. It's important, it's in a garage.
It's in a double garage.
Presumably.
Two cars.
Double garage. Two cars.
Uh-huh.
Two dicks. Two missed dicks. Opportunity for DP, if that's where they were going. Also one called Very Long and Complete European Movie. That's just what it's called.
You know what I have noticed when I was researching all these, looking for these orgies? How fucking long they are. Some orgy porns last for like 90 minutes.
Yeah, we deliberately found one that was
short.
We tried.
I was going to say digestible, but that's a stretch. But short. And I mean, it was hard.
It makes
Poor
sense.
Poor Rachel went down a lot of rabbit holes.
But it makes sense when you think about it, because like, when does an orgy end? I don't know.
I don't even really know when, like, sex between two women ends, because there's no...
Say more.
We've both kind of internalized that whole, like, I mean, sex always ends when men come, right?
Right.
So when it's two women, we just kind of keep going until one of us is like, I'm tired.
I can't anymore.
So I can't imagine when an orgy that involves multiple women would end. Like, I think they just go on indefinitely until they die.
Everyone's legs are shaking. Someone is dehydrated.
Or you just get bored and go home.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks, guys. Grab my keys. Yeah. You enjoy yourselves.
I'm calling an Uber.
Teen orgy getting fucked everywhere.
Oh.
The structure of that one confuses me, just because, is it the orgy getting fucked everywhere?
Who's getting fucked?
The noun orgy is getting fucked.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite make sense. Party in my ass.
Oh!
Just a simple, straightforward...
It's
party
poetic.
In my ass.
Party in my ass. Yeah. Okay.
Squirt orgasm on my home party.
On my home party.
Party.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What do you think that means?
Unclear. On my home party. There are a couple, like, you know, easy words that we can just, like, switch out.
Yeah.
Maybe they were trying to translate
my home
it.
Party? Yeah.
It was
we do come across a lot of titles that are presumably just some, like, sort of haphazardly thrown together, probably translations.
Right. So, like, it could have been house party.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
which would have made, that's very generous.
But poorly translated.
Yeah, poorly translated. At my house party. Squirt orgasm. At my house party. Yes.
Yeah.
That's my home party.
Yeah, that sounds better. Yeah.
lesbian retreat. Very simple. Oh. I really just featured this one because I was like, I do want to go.
That sounds lovely. It sounds restorative.
It looked like a spa retreat that just turned into like an orgy among many women.
Oh, I've seen a video like that. That was a spa retreat that turned into an orgy.
Yeah. That's a common trope. That's probably like a premise that's been used a few times.
Sounds lovely. Honestly.
Periscope, two girls show tits.
Huh.
I just, some of these, I'm like, why is this in the orgy section? Yeah. Also, like, throwback to Periscope.
Yeah.
Also, two girls show tits. A, where's the orgy? B, is anyone that's watching your best?
That? Yeah. Is anyone watching
it? It had 29,000 views, was surprising to me, but just because I was like, we are on an aggregate. And people are like, let's just make sure that's all it is.
Right.
Or are there people that go to porn sites and are like, let's not go crazy. I just like to see a nice pair of tits and then I'm on my way.
Yeah, maybe like a 6-year-old. It's like, what do boobies look like?
Someone's first experience with porn is like, oh, it's just boobies. That's what I came for. Yeah, and then
thank God.
Out of there.
Yeah.
I wonder, is there a porn copywriter who like comes up with better titles than these and like the general copy for it? Because that's a great
there
job.
Should be.
Are they hiring?
Yeah. There should be.
It should be you.
Yeah. It should be me. I would love to be a copywriter.
Absolutely.
Hit me up.
Absolutely. Let's just do one more that I have here.
Okay.
French Piss Vacation 2.
Oh. 2. Oh, it's a sequel.
It's a sequel. French Piss Vacation Part 2. It's just 2. It doesn't even say part 2. But it's good to know that that's a franchise, that's taken off.
I have to pee pee. So I've got some more fun facts about orgies. I wanted to know whether or not it was more of a male or a female fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And spoiler alert, it's a male fantasy.
Overwhelmingly so?
Yes. So this was done by a survey that was on Refinery29, and it was through a mobile dating app called Doppler, which I never heard before.
For weather? Anyways, for weather dating?
Yeah, I guess. Do you like weather? Me too. Let's get a coffee. And then I'll never text you again.
Oh, man.
So
deep cuts. Deep cuts.
Okay, so they did a survey of about 400 people, and 38% of the men answered the survey said that they fantasized about having sex with multiple people at the same time, and only about 8% of women said the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
I think the context of like a orgy that would involve men would feel like I would have to vet the men, right? Like,
yeah,
I have to be
absolutely.
Like, how patriarchal do you feel? Like, how misogynistic do you feel? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you support women?
Prove your feminism before you can come to my sex party. I mean, that is how some sex parties work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I heard that there's a sex party in the city, but it's expensive. It's like, I'm not paying $200 to have sex. I could organize my own orgy.
Pay for entry?
Yeah, but it's like, I forget what it's called because one of the publications I wrote for just did a review on it.
Oh.
But like you pay and they have like all like hors d'oeuvres and drinks and stuff and like a cocktail hour for everyone to meet each other. And then they go down the list of like what consent is and it's all women.
Oh.
Right.
I was like, sponsor me to go.
Yeah.
I worked on a digital series about non-monogamy, and that provided the closest opportunity I've ever had to be at a sex party, but I fully chickened out. I was invited, which is actually a thing.
Yeah.
Like, specifically, you know, New York sex parties, you are pretty much invitation only, or you have to sort of pay to play, but have to go through a vetting process usually. And I was very lucky to get an invite, and then I
didn't
fucking go.
But you can go to those and just like watch. Like they're
okay. No, that's the thing. That was okay. So fully, that was my plan. So I was like, I'm gonna observe. Who knows? Maybe I'll get a little crazy.
Yeah.
But I fully talked to the person inviting me. I was like, I'm not gonna be obligated. Like, am I gonna be shitty if I go and I'm just watching? Like, are people gonna be perved out by that or anything? She was like, No. You're fully welcome to come and observe and just enjoy the party. But then, like at the wrap party for that series, I got to like talking with the Steadicam op who had a girlfriend and was kind of like, you should meet me and my girlfriend. And I was like, totally, because I was like drunk.
Yeah.
And like, I'm so on the scene now. So I felt like I was going to the party and I had like pre-obligated myself to have sex with this couple.
Oh.
Oh, they were going.
And that's really why I chicken shitted, because I was like,
and you're like, what?
And I should have gone.
Right.
I should have gone and just been like, hey, I'm not gonna have sex with you. You know, like, not a big deal.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
But
which you're allowed.
Yeah. But I didn't, and I do have regrets. Mm. I do regret missing that opportunity.
I have never been invited to an orgy, and I am ashamed of that.
No one's invited me either. I was going to pay.
Yeah.
Our producer's been invited, and she's not shy about it.
I just went, and it was great.
And went, and it was great.
That makes me feel bad. We'll have, no one's invited me to anything.
I know.
You'll be a guest on our next episode.
I have watched Eyes Wide Shut a lot, though. Does that count?
I don't know. I mean, I have actually not seen that movie in a while. I've seen pieces of it maybe at a party years ago. So I can't even speak to whether it's accurate. But I feel like
it's not that accurate.
It's not going to be accurate.
I mean, everyone's wearing like masks and like kind of simulating like sex. But yeah. I really want it to be a lot wilder. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie though.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Any other fun facts? Or should we?
In Australia, it's known as bunning.
Bunning?
Bunning.
Why? With N? With an N?
I don't actually know that part. I don't know why it's
because,
called
that. Because like when someone has a bun or whatever, that means that they're not circumcised, right? That's what I thought bun
is. Oh.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, like the hot dog has a bun.
Oh, interesting.
A bun. But now I'm...
I don't know why it's called bunning. I guess I should have done more research. I failed.
We're all learning together.
That's true.
I'm just fascinated by this bunning term with respect to circumcision that I'd never heard.
Mm-hmm.
Bunning, because I don't picture a hot dog bun when I think about an uncircumcised penis. Although, can we talk about how uncircumcised is a weird term because it implies...
It should be circumcised?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got confused about that as a kid, genuinely, because I would be like, it's uncircumcised, like they've removed the circum. You know what I mean? Like, it sounded like the process of
undoing it.
Dicking the dick.
Yeah.
But that's not what it... Yeah, it definitely implies there's a cultural obligation there for sure.
It's weird that it's also like people are... There's like shame around it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are like grossed out by it.
Yeah. I think that's shifting though.
Yeah, I think so too.
I certainly know a lot of people with babies who are like, I'm not touching my kid's dick.
My first boyfriend, and he was a long-term boyfriend, was not circumcised. So I thought that was how penises just were. I mean, that is how penises just are.
Yeah.
And then when I saw cut penises, I was like,
what's happening?
That's weird now.
Where's his turtleneck?
Is he cold?
God.
So I think that the bun, it's like a little, it's like a turtleneck. Like, they need to keep warm. I don't get it. Yeah.
That makes sense
to me.
Protection
covering.
I think I was just getting very literal about, like, the shape of a hot dog bun.
Yeah.
And I was like, are the uncircumcised penises I've seen different?
I thought it was a snood.
Yes, I think it was a nice...
Less of a scarf.
Snood. I love the fashion terminology that's finding its way in as well. Should we talk about the decadence?
Let's talk about the decadence.
The decadence is from Four Chambers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is a platform we love. They're very artsy, I think in their own words, art school bullshit.
Yeah.
I think
started by Vex Ashley, who's a feminist porn performer, works a lot with Erica Lust.
Mm-hmm.
She started her own company, and she makes these kind of like great, kind of dark, like artsy.
Very cinematic. Uh-huh. Lots of like high style.
Yeah.
And this one is an orgy.
Yeah.
It is group play featuring Owen Gray, Rachel's favorite.
My favorite.
Finch Linden, Daisy Ducati, Vex Ashley herself. This one I hope I don't mispronounce. My best guess is Nanettle Avril.
Mm-hmm.
And then my boy, Mickey Maude.
Yeah,
we have our favorites.
Wow.
We're fangirls.
I never heard of Four Decadence before you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're great.
Yeah.
It's worth a subscription.
Yeah. I'm getting that.
Yeah. So basically, quick plot summary.
Not much plot. We kind of just jump right in.
But it's like artsy. It's like almost poetic how their bodies are coming together.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This porn is 100% like what I think or hope an orgy would be.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, we all were like, I think what prohibits me from potentially actually having an orgy anytime soon is the logistics.
Right.
Like, I just imagine myself being the girl on the side, like, let me know. Yeah. Do you want me to jump in?
Yeah. Tag me in, bro.
And the note, like, this, I mean, this is a very Bacchanalian.
Mm-hmm.
I love the, like, the wine running down bodies. Like, it's very suggestive.
There's, like, pomegranate.
But it's also just the way that it's cut together.
Yeah.
Nobody feels left out.
Yeah. in reality, that's just not how it would play out. It is more of that like awkward, like tag me in. When do I go? What do you want me to do? Yeah. Because there's like the absence of social scripts.
You're right. Or the social scripts we have are from porns like Jules Jordan's, which we'll get to later.
I loved, there was a lot of really beautiful aerial shots and you just kind of saw this like amorphous, like all these bodies and like, it was just like shaped really beautifully. It's also really lit really well. Yeah. Really dark and shadowy and just looked amazing.
Yeah. You could still see what was going on, but it felt, I don't know, there's like a safety in that kind of shadowy, murky lighting, which I think would be helpful in that environment.
Yeah. It made it a lot more real. When you watch porn and it's like super lit and, and like the lighting
very,
is
like
almost
fluorescent.
Right. It's almost like they're
abrasive.
They're like at a store or something. It's like that level of lighting.
Fluorescent. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know.
They're at a store. They're like a storefront.
Yeah.
So I did like, I agree. I like the lighting.
I also just really liked that it was like nonlinear, that there wasn't a plot line. It just like goes to show you that women don't necessarily need all of the storyline and, you know, a strong plot in order for us to be interested.
Yeah. There was definitely.
I need a plot.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was the one thing that I was
like, oh.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They just jumped into the fucking.
These people are just here.
This is like a, this is a porn for people who like to like jump around.
Yeah.
You know, like people who don't watch porn from like beginning to end. They're just like, where's the good stuff?
There was a similar, Erica Less did a similar ex confessions video, but there was.
So, which ones were very familiar?
For
canon.
It was, I think it was Pansexuals.
Okay.
And you know how they like start, I think that was the one. Yeah. And they start off and they're like playing board games or something first, and then they like slowly go into. So there's that.
Wait,
plot.
Is this the one with the pool? Or am I getting them mixed up?
No.
That actually, I'm thinking of a different one that actually also has Vex Ashley and Mickey Maude.
Yeah.
Ooh. But different.
And Owen Gray.
Different. And Owen Gray.
Yeah.
They must just have the greatest dinner parties.
I like to think that they're very good friends.
They have a fantastic book club. Erica Lust does a great job, I think, of giving you like a minute of plot or just like a tiny little twist that you're like, this is what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Like a bit of intrigue.
Right.
I just need that, even if it's just like a couple seconds, I just need to know why you all gathered here today. But yeah, like, are you going to play board games first? Like, I need to know.
That's fair.
You know what? For your sake, I'm just going to say they were playing board games. They got to the wine.
Yeah.
They had some of those that grape and nut and cheese spread.
There was at least three cheese plates.
And then this is just about an hour later.
There was a king's paste. A pomegranate.
Yeah. I do like intrigue. Like I like something that brings us into the porn and tells us why. I think if it's done well, it can be really great little tease to get us in.
Yeah.
I forgave it with this one just because it was so artful in general. And I think it also had a really clear, it actually like, it was nonlinear, but it had a build. Like it still had an arc and it had, like by the time we got to the point where like everybody, like it's, I liked that it started with like, oh, this person's paying attention to this person. Mm-hmm. And this person's getting a little something here. And it wasn't that outrageously unrealistic multitasking that we will see in the next porn we're going to discuss. But that it, that, you know, that it was like, oh, maybe that is how people would explore each other's bodies in a group this size. And then it builds to like, this person's coming and then this person gets to come, but this person's there for, you know, like stuff happening simultaneously and sort of climaxing. Well, actually not sort of climaxing, literally climaxing. Yeah.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Anything else about that one?
I didn't need, there was like some too much of like artful shots of like
the wine.
And no, not the wine. I love the wine on the bodies and the wine on like the arch of someone's back.
Yeah.
That was hot. Mm-hmm. But there was like one, like shots of like the pomegranate and like a flower.
Like in the midst of the, yeah.
Like or in even, the editing. I was like, I don't need that.
Even just like corners of bodies with like fruit and stuff. It was like, it's beautiful, but
why are we going back to the flower?
I think there is a point of no return where it's like, if you go to the flower, you're like, we're good. We're good on the floral arrangement. We can just stay with the people.
I want
what they're doing.
Someone's penis or pussy, please. I would prefer that.
Yeah.
There was some great, at one point I really loved, there was like three girls all on Mickey Mott's penis. Like sucking him off, and I really loved that.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yeah. I know he's your fave guy. I did write.
He is right now. What's that?
I did after a couple lines in my notes after that. I said I miss Owen. I was wondering where he was. I wanted to know where he was.
There was too much time away from what he was doing.
Yeah.
I wrote down. I didn't masturbate to this when I watched it.
Okay.
Namely, because it was for this and for research.
You had your glasses and your notepad next to it.
I was in our living room, tormenting our roommate, watching porn. but I would say I do think it's like a good one for a masturbation session because of the arc, like because there's a furious fucking section.
Yes,
like,
the end.
I like when it's like fuck, 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 and you're like, wah! Like I've talked about before. Yeah. That's my moment to come.
A quick montage at the end. I loved that. Yeah. Then all of a sudden it got like crazy and gnarly and like loud music and it was just like,
rah! Yeah.
I wanted more of that a little bit.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a symphony, but the visuals matched the symphony. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. It was hot.
Yeah.
Mm. I liked it a lot.
Anything else about that one? I didn't have much criticism for that one.
I didn't either.
I'm glad you two had a couple of things.
I would like more black people.
More black people.
That was my main criticism.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty pervasive problem in adult entertainment in general is racial dynamics in general, but also like a lack of representation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
I hate that to just see a black person and have to type Ebony. Like, I'll take black and it'll find some other black item.
It'll be like
gets fucked dildo on the black road. Yeah. Or black dildo. It's like, okay. Yeah. So then I'm like, I hate this word. I'm like, Ebony.
I know.
Yeah. And then just it like relegates almost different tropes to it. So then I'm watching just like the worst stuff.
Yeah.
So I do accept that if I'm going to be a porn watcher, that I'm going to have to just accept that lack of representation at this point. But for this in particular, I was like, it would be nice to see some artsy, well-lit black people.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you bring it up because we want to shift some of the paradigms in porn. So it's good for us to talk about it. I actually listened to a different podcast interview of Mickey Maude, and he was talking about some of those tropes and like also about interracial porn specifically, because when we see the word interracial in mainstream porn, it's almost exclusively referring to a black guy and a white woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than the number of combinations that could be available there, and that it's a huge avenue for black performers, and that it's problematic for that way, that it's you get pigeonholed into, I mean, I don't, but that Mickey Maude could easily be pigeonholed into that world.
Yeah. And I heard there was another porn performer who was suing whatever production company because during the scene, the white girl had used the N-word with him. It was like, fuck me with your N-word dick. Oh. And he had vocalized before that he was not comfortable with that. Yeah. And then when it happened, he was like, okay, so then cut that. And they didn't cut it and they released it. So he's suing. And I,
good for him.
Right. But I was just like, I can't believe that there are people, there is a market for just racist.
Yeah.
There's a market for racism.
Yeah.
But like that would never fly in like a mainstream television show, right?
No. Yeah. Well, so Insecure even like deals with it. Yeah. They have a scene, I'm forgetting the actor's name, but her Issa's ex.
I don't know. I don't watch Insecure. I know I'm a bad black person. Sorry.
Listen, I'll tell you all about it. Yeah. But there's a scene, like, he takes these two girls home from a like grocery store. They like pick him up and he has sex with them and they objectify him, like they fetishize him. And he, you know, it's
watch this show.
It's a pretty powerful episode.
It is.
You know, and the way it talks about it. Yeah. And he deals with it.
I appreciate that a lot of feminist porn, you can't search for race.
Yeah, I was gonna say it brings up an interesting point, like what would the response be to that in the more inclusive community, like in the ethical porn world?
Yeah.
Like certainly we don't want to be using Ebony.
Yeah.
Like how do we, I think it just has to be more representation, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know that I want to create an option on a platform. I would like to say like, you can search by ethnicity.
That doesn't necessarily, not.
I mean, would that resolve it for you? Would you want to?
Yeah, that's a complex question. I don't even, because that would separate the two. It would be like regular porn and then black porn, which I don't feel comfortable with. But at the same time, I really was like to see just one black person.
Yeah. I think probably like the solution is just to have more available. So you don't have to search for it, but you can be like, I'm searching for an orgy porn.
Yeah.
And here are a bunch of them that have people of color heavily featured, you know?
Yeah, at this point, I think like from people that I talk to about porn who are black, we just find like a favorite porn star and then we just stalk that one person to everything they do.
Yeah. Who's your porn star right now?
Mickey Maude.
Well, so right now, have you guys seen the Young MA porn, the gift? She partnered with Pornhub.
No,
I haven't seen this.
So it's not like orgy porn because like each section of it is like a different sex like group. Yeah. I guess. So it's not, I wouldn't call it orgy, but because Young MA is a masculine of center lesbian woman, I think that it is slightly more, and I'm not going to say completely realistic because I think it still mirrors a lot of like male gazy stuff, but every single person from that, I just Google their name. Like I don't even, so there's like Gina Valentino was in it. I don't even remember the name. So I have to like Google that porn and then look it up. But like, I just liked that it was like women fucking women the way women would fuck women.
For sure.
Like, like I've seen a lot of lesbian porn where they'll have like them both facing the camera and fucking. And it's like, no one would fuck that? Like that.
Yeah. It's just logistically a hindrance.
Yeah. Right. And at one point there's like a pool and they're using like a crystal dildo to fuck one of the girls. I was like, they're starting to incorporate crystals into porn. Yes.
We'll have to do that as a search term. Yeah. A search term. Crystals.
I love that.
Mysticism. Mm. Witch covens. You probably actually would see a lot if you searched witch coven on. I mean, it wouldn't be good, but there's probably a lot to mine there.
I feel like there's probably a lot of orgies for the devil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in that porn, there's like this really good dark-skinned black woman who's in it. And like, I mean, still, it's a very diverse film overall.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that I only want like black people. I just want a really nice, diverse group of people in my orgies. I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They probably did their best at Four Chambers.
Yeah.
They got like, I think there's two. I don't know what Nanettle Avril's background is, but you're right that it could be.
Yeah.
Could be more inclusive, but I imagine they have conversations about that.
Yeah.
At that distributor. At least I would think so.
I think.
We're working on getting Vex on the show. So if we do,
we want to.
Should we move on to Jules Jordan?
Yes. Here we go.
Okay.
So number one, what was the intro? Why was there such a long intro?
I know.
I was so like, well, a little bit like burnout on watching porn because I've been watching so much to prep to record that I just started to write this like nonsense description of what was happening. Like, we open on a pool. A woman is dancing for us. It is a goodly dance. Shows us her ass, her tits, spits on her tit, more dancing. And then a second woman enters. She is also dancing. Two bottoms. Two women touching themselves just for me. Underwear booty bouncing. We cut to yet another woman. So I was like fully losing my mind. Yeah. This is a nine minute dance sequence.
9 minutes.
It was so milky because it's like, first of all, I don't want to watch women dance like that.
No.
It was like weird.
It was very like, remember how you're at the strip club?
Yeah.
This is what happens next.
We're in someone's weird backyard with a pool and people are wearing neon colored like fishnets, like bathing suit things.
When we got to the third woman, I was like, are we in a different backyard or is it the same one? No. Because we'd cut away.
No.
Also, so they come together. We have our five women dancing for us.
Gone.
Cut to double penetration.
Immediately.
Just cut straight to double penetration. Yeah,
there's no lead up. Like,
who are these men?
They're here now. There's three men,
I think.
I think there's three of them. I don't know. Five women. And they're just, immediately.
Yeah.
I don't even know who is who. I have four names written down. Couldn't tell you who the fifth girl is.
Oh, yeah. I tried to find out the cast of this. Jessa Rhodes, Kimmy Granger, Megan Rain, and Morgan Lee.
Yeah.
But there's definitely five women and at least three men.
Who knows who they are?
Unidentifiable.
Yeah.
Maybe someday we'll know once we get a little more well-versed in the porn landscape, but I don't know that I need to know.
Same thing down. I said, oh, wow, now we're at the orgy. Here we are. I was like, how did this start?
There was no oral sex first. I really would have liked that.
I don't think does a man ever go down on a woman?
No.
In this
There
orgy?
Was one no, moment never. Where a guy played with a chick's clit.
Yeah.
At maybe like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He's fucking her from the side and he's doing some clit stuff. And I was like, at that point, I was so grateful.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, thank God.
It was like 2 seconds.
It's like something believable.
Yeah. And it was the one couple that was like on the other couch.
Yeah. Like maybe they were really secretly like kind of having a good time.
Yeah.
They're like, the orgy's fine, but like, I like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we do the orgy thing, you want to just fuck each other?
Yeah.
Great, great, great.
She's like, can you maybe just touch my clip for like a second?
Yeah.
Can you just try it? Try it.
There were a lot of really difficult moments in this porn. The first one I'm going to touch on, I hope the fishnet, we talked about this already.
This is why I picked this porn.
Yeah.
Because I saw this when I was doing my research and I was like, oh, we're doing this one. This is absurd.
So he pulls the fishnet. Is it a dress?
It's like a fishnet
dress. Like a fishnet dress. First he pulls it over her head and he's fucking her from behind.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, dominance playing, consent. We'll put those questions aside. And then he flips it around and fucks her in the mouth through the fishnet, which is immediately
his
dick gets caught. Yeah, yeah, you've ruined the fishnet.
He was like, I can't imagine what was going on through his head. Like, he's like, I can't get it. I'll just fuck this other girl in the mouth.
Yeah.
Another girl just like, is right there, ready and waiting. And he's like, the other girl's just there with fishnet.
Yeah, he gives the fishnet the old college try and then is like, I'm just going to go for the regular mouth. I'm just going to go back to the classic mouth fucking, which I also hate. The other thing that kept happening in this porn is the action would follow camera, meaning not the other way around. So like at one point, the camera like pans from sex over here to blowjob here, and then the girl, you feel the girl will be like, camera's on me, and she goes, I just want you to come all over my face. And so she starts to give this guy a blowjob, and then immediately like three other women descend on the same dick. And like one's like trying to grab it. Oh, I'm knocking the mic. Aptly timed. One's trying to like grab the dick, the other is like, let me just like squeeze my tongue in there if
just
I can get like a centimeter of square footage of that dick.
I'm being paid to be here. I gotta do something.
Yeah. It also like, it had that awful like vibe of just everybody vying for attention the whole time.
Yeah.
Like this was not, that is my nightmare orgy.
Yeah.
Where like I said, we're like, I'm on the sidelines because I'm not gonna be like, me sucking your dick. It's me, I gotta be in it. Like, who can scream the loudest? Like, there were times when women, I think the only way that they found to participate was to be like, yeah, you're a slut, you like that? I'll grab you here, like, while nothing's happening.
The word, was said about 756 times. No one could say anything else. It's just like, all the whole, like for 45 minutes.
Except for the one woman whose performance of orgasm, I'll say, I don't think she came.
I don't think she came.
Her performance of orgasm was to say, oh my God, fuck, which is a classic, a classic choice.
Oh, another choice was someone who's getting DP was like, I am a slut.
She was like, I'm a slut. It's because one of the other women was like, oh, are you? Oh, you're such a slut. She's like, yeah, I'm a slut. I am so slutty right now. Yes, you are, girl. Like, that was the dynamic.
And then she also had a dick in her mouth while she was getting DP.
Yeah, she had three dicks at one point. Yeah. And I was like, they did this just to be like, look at three dicks. Cut to. Like, it was fully 5 seconds.
I'm a slut.
I wonder if they look back on the videos and they're like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Like, do they see it satirically or are they like, wow, no, that was a great performance?
I'm proud of my work. I'm proud that I'm the girl holding the other girl's legs in the air while she's getting DP. Just there to hold her feet up.
Just there for you, girl.
Yeah. The men, silent.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to say.
Yeah.
They don't even make noise.
That's how you can tell it's made for men.
Yeah.
Men don't want to hear masculine voices in their porn.
Do you think Jules Jordan was like, all right, before we get started here, I just want to remind you guys to shut the fuck up.
These are non-speaking roles.
Yeah.
We're not paying you for dialogue.
You five girls, I'm going to need you to say.
You are featured extras at best.
I'm going to need you to say yeah as much as you can.
Maybe do you like that?
And also talk about how you're a slut. Oh, another girl said, it's so good. It's so warm. It's so fucking big.
It's so warm.
It's so warm.
Every time I hear, so one of the, like back in the day, I used to watch, I don't know if you heard of it, Twilight porn. And it was like Bella and
like
Edward.
Like fanfic?
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh my God, Edward, it's so cold, right?
Because he's dead.
Right. So now ever since, whenever I hear it's so warm in porn.
Yeah. You just think about Robert Pattinson's cold dick.
I think of a porn actor who looks suspiciously like a low budget Robert Pattinson thing. With his cold dick.
With his vampire penis.
I just can't take people seriously. Yeah. I can't take porn seriously if they say warm. I mean, why is that?
I can't take this porn seriously.
Well,
in general.
Yeah.
That's true.
At one point I just wrote, this is disgusting.
Was that at the five face cum shot?
Oh,
when the women gathered to receive the jizz.
Yes, they were like meerkats. They were literally just like, they just all of a sudden, like they all knew. They all just went over and they just opened their mouths and their eyes and they're like, ah, and like waiting for this guy to just come on them.
And then it just became a competition of like, who can enjoy spitting this out and eating it again more.
And like kissing another girl with the cum in her mouth.
Who's got the best, craziest idea of what to do with this liquid at this point?
And then they're like, they waited for one guy to come. And then another guy came in on the right. And then they all shifted to the right to his penis. They were like, it was like meerkats. Yeah. It was.
Meerkats is a perfect comparison.
The collective group.
A tiny colony.
Yeah. Fighting together.
I've never seen an orgy where that happened.
It was nuts. One girl only literally got jizz on her eyelashes.
Careful, girl.
Her cosmetic eyelashes were probably fake, so I don't think about it.
She just pulled them off.
Yeah, and she's like, just another day.
I had saved my eyelashes for multiple wears, so she can't. I feel so bad. Poor girl.
I know.
Is there anything we liked about this porn?
I liked nothing.
I already was turned off by the like severe switch to the orgy. I mean, and after sitting through the fucking dance sequence, it was like, even if there had been good moments, I don't think I would have noticed them because I was already off.
Turned off by the emblem of Jules Jordan's production company.
At the beginning.
It was like branded, like in now in 4K. And it was like fire and like metal. And I was like, I'm going to hate this porn. This is for people who wear, like, what's that? Oh, I can't remember what it's called. Ed Hardy. This is porn for people who wear Ed Hardy. For sure.
My ex used to wear almost exclusively Ed Hardy.
Oh, man.
Oh, you should send him this porn.
I'm going to send him this episode.
All right. So So to wrap up, which one is going to your guys' spank bank?
The Decadence will definitely make it into my spank bank.
Jules Jordan will be deleted from my search history. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I apologize to my FBI agent who I'm forced to watch that while he investigated my computer, because Lord knows my computer has been flagged at this point.
Right.
From all the porn that I've been watching. Gab, what about you?
So the Decadence video, definitely great, but it was like a little too decadent. I think like it was like too much of like the food shots and like,
right.
I would like skip maybe like halfway in and start there. And then yes, it would be in my spank bank. The other video, what was that called? It doesn't matter. It was bad.
Anal DP Darkness.
Orgy Masters. Jules Jordan, Orgy Masters.
All star.
They were not masters of it. No. It was just bad advertising.
Yeah.
Get a better copywriter.
Agreed. All right, guys, this has been Girls on Porn. Thank you so much for listening. Just a reminder to rate us 5 stars, leave us a comment, tell us what your porn name would be or your favorite search term, and
we'll read it and we'll maybe feature you. And yeah, subscribe. Good idea.
Listen to us. Love and us.
Also, you can find a link to the Decadence on our website. There is a subscription for 4 Chambers, and we encourage you to subscribe.
It's worth it. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for women.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.